Davidson. I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from here, Water of Life Church in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. Hello. I'd like you to turn to 2 Corinthians 5, and I'm going to begin in verse 14. It says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge," this is Paul speaking, "that if one died for all, then we're all dead." Do you hear that? That if one died for all, then all are dead. Next verse. "And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." But look at that first phrase in verse 15. "And that he died for all." Do you know that Jesus died for all? All. Amen. All. Do you know Jesus died for the Muslim? Do you know that he carried all the sins of the Muslim people on his own body? Amen. Do you know that he died for all the Hindu? Amen. Do you know he died for every ethnic group that is on this earth? Do you know that he died for Hitler? Amen. Do you know that he died for any man that has committed murder, even in the millions? Catherine Currier put up something very interesting on Facebook that really got to my heart. And it was talking about a gentleman, I think it was William Garrick was his name. He was a chaplain in World War II. And at the court, the trial of Nuremberg, I think it was called, where we put on trial 21 of the top Nazis that committed murder with millions of people. Millions. And they took 21. Hitler committed suicide, so did Goering, and I can't remember the other one, committed suicide, but they had 21 members of the Nazi party and that was in that realm, and they put them on trial. And do you know what America did? We sent them a chaplain. We sent them a chaplain to preach these men that had committed murder with millions of people. We sent them a chaplain to preach the gospel to them. Do you see the love of God? The very people that sent people to concentration camps, we sent somebody to preach them the gospel. That is the love of God. Jesus died for those men. Do you know also that Jesus died for the person that doesn't like you? Do you know that Jesus died for your enemy? He died for that person that you work with every day that thinks you're crazy. He died for your husband or your wife that you think hates you. He died for the person that hurt you. He died for your parents. He died for your enemies. Jesus carried their sin and their iniquity on his own body. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Now, turn with me to Matthew 5. I had an interesting thing happen on Friday. I usually daily check my bank account, but on Friday at first I thought, I don't need to. I know everything's cool. And I just happened to go check one other thing. And oh my God, I found out that I wrote a check from the wrong account and gave it in all places, the church. It's one thing to do that to your own self. It's another thing when it's Joel Davidson's account. Yeah. I'm a dead man. Now, I looked at it, and frankly, I froze for a minute, and I thought, my God, what have I done? It wasn't so much that my account was going to, that our account was going to have problems, but I didn't know what it did to the church. And I knew something was up right away. I knew something was up. There was some correction coming. There was some correction coming. I was only pleading for mercy when I saw the problem. And I went immediately to Candace, and we talked about it. I wrote another check, took it to the bank, the whole bit. Everything was covered. But I get in the car to drive. I had to drive to Allen. And I'm in the car and I said, Lord, what happened? Now, I can reverse numbers or forget to put some zeros. I've done that before. Yeah, especially the IRS. But not this caliber. And I said, what is going on? Turn with me to Matthew 5. This is what God showed me. Verse 44, but I say unto you, we've all heard this, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Do you know, I had no problem with that. In fact, my comment was, I don't bless that much because I don't think I have that many enemies. Well, I was wrong. And also, what God told me was, you're not praying for these people enough. I said, really? He said, you are not praying for these people enough. Do you know, right there, I started driving to Allen. I started praying for these people. These people that God put in my heart. I immediately started praying for them. You know, my heart broke. My heart started breaking on the way to Allen. Breaking. And I didn't even realize what God was after until I started praying. You know, let's go to another verse. Let's go to Matthew 18, verse 23. He said, therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he began to reckon, one was brought unto him that owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. Do you see what sin will do? Do you see what sin will do? This guy's getting ready to lose everything. And he said, and a servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told their Lord all that was done. And then his Lord, after he had called him, said, oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt. Notice he's already forgiven. Because thou desirest me, shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. You got any torment at all? Check your heart. Is there unforgiveness? So likewise, shall my heavenly Father, do also unto you. This is Jesus speaking, your Messiah. So likewise, shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. You know that will negate the gospel in your life. It says, if you do not forgive, you are not forgiven. You know, if you're in sin, the gospel won't work. It won't work. It won't work. The power won't work. And if you have unforgiveness, the gospel's not going to work for you. And as I was driving along and praying for these people, God brought up some unforgiveness. You know, it wasn't what I thought it was. I didn't even think they had done anything to me. I did, you know, I'm used to the talking by now. I'm used to the persecution. I've been called every name in the book. And you know what? I just have to pray and go on. Doesn't bother me, but God showed me that I had unforgiveness about what these people had done to others. Others. Not me, others. Do you know that caused an effect in my life? In my own life. I have to forgive even what people have done to others. Never saw it that way. Never saw it that way so clear. And you know, when I saw that, God broke my heart. Broke my heart. And you know what? It's very interesting. Several blessed things happened to me after I got through this. You know, I owed that. The bank said, well, we're going to charge you $35 for that check. And then I asked Candace. She said, well, there's a $12 fee because they had to send back the check. Okay, do you know what happened the same day that I wrote that check wrong? The bank said, they call it cashback rewards, put in $48 or $49 and covered both of the fees. Both of the fees. You know, you think that's the love of God? Do you think that's the love of God? I do. You know what? I made it out alive. I made it out alive. I want to show you something that God showed me several weeks ago. Notice it said that you have to forgive everybody. Everybody. Not just for what they did to you if they did anything, but what they have done to others. What others have done. You have to forgive. You cannot hold unforgiveness in your heart. It'll stop the gospel and it'll put torment on you. Torment, and it'll mess with your checkbook. Now, Acts 7, the last verse, verse 60. This is an amazing statement. An amazing statement by Stephen. Stephen here preached the gospel to the Pharisees, to the Sadducees. And they liked it so much, they stoned him. They stoned him. The man is dying. Dying. These people hate him so much that they're stoning him to death. And look at what he says. And Stephen kneeled down. I love this. Not only do I love this, Jesus stood up. Jesus stood up to welcome to heaven. But Stephen, he said, as he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, look at this, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Lay not this sin to their charge. You know that's different? That's on a whole nother level than I forgive you. That's on a whole nother level. You know, we can forgive people and then we know we got something over them. You know, I had to forgive you for this. But you know what? If you tell God, don't lay it to their charge, there's nothing to be over. And you two are right back on the same level. You are right back on the same level. They don't even owe God for what they did for you. Do you see that kind of forgiveness? Do you see how marvelous the gospel works? Lay not this sin to their charge. You know, one of the people that Stephen said that about, name was Saul. Amen. His name was Saul. He got it off of Saul. That is the God we know. That is the gospel. You have to forgive everything. Everything. And you know what? When you finally get to the place where you don't matter, that you are dead and crucified in Christ, it's a whole lot easier to forgive. It is a whole lot easier to forgive. And when you understand what that body of Jesus looked like when he was hanging on the cross for you, you will also understand for your neighbor also. For your neighbor also.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.